The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. After Jesus had revealed himself to his disciples and eaten breakfast with them, he said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" Simon Peter answered him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my lambs." He then said to Simon Peter a second time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Simon Peter answered him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said to him, "Tend my sheep." He said to him the third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was distressed that he had said to him a third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep." "Amen, amen, I say to you, when you were younger, you used to dress yourself and go where you wanted. But when you grow old, you will stretch out your hands and someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go." He said this, signifying by what kind of death he would glorify God. And when he had said this, he said to him, "Follow me." The Gospel of the Lord. So I think when Jesus asked him for three times, "Do you love me?" Surely you remember, for three times he denied being the disciple of Jesus. But still, he says, "Lord, you know that I love you." So the word love Jesus, love God, it doesn't mean we are strong enough. Peter admitted he is not strong, but still he said, "I love you." At times when you go to confession, we might say, "Oh, so many times you confess and commit the same thing." Doesn't matter. The important is start again and tell Jesus, "I love you. You know that I love you." Even we love Jesus, still we are weak. That's why we need to get strength from Jesus. So Peter understands that he is weak, but still his heart is strong. He wants to love Jesus. The desire is very important also, to want to love. There will be the grace. So each one of us be ensured, even though are weak, we've been for hundreds of times confess, and still is if we don't know whether we are really loving Jesus. But listen to Peter. If a sweet, serious sin, he denied Jesus, but still his heart, with the grace of God, what is impossible for man is possible for God.